This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back on to this edition of The Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and this is the home of Ironman triathletes that dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island at the Ironman World Championships. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. Mine was pretty good. Got a very decent ride in on Saturday morning around the southern tip of Africa, pretty much. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful morning. Had a bit windy, but yeah, just great to be out on the bike for 3.5 odd hours. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Loved it. Got a great swim in this morning, but you definitely know you're in Ironman training when you need to take a power nap at lunchtime on a Monday. It's going to be a long week. I'm feeling a bit better now after the power nap, but boy, was I broken after the swim this morning for some unknown reason. Just a busy weekend, I guess. Also celebrated my youngest daughter's 5th birthday, and had a little party for her on the weekend too, so I had lots of little people running around the house. I was sitting with my wife this morning once all the kids were at school, and I said to the house, "It's so quiet." This was wonderful, but great weekend, family and friends. It was just, all round a good one. I hope you had a fabulous one as well. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting some running, and we touch base with Julie Dunkel once again to find out a little bit about her Ironman run and some of the things that she's done to get better over time and improve her run performance. Don't forget as well, if you haven't joined us on Strava yet, we've got some cool things in the pipeline, but make sure you come and hang out, okay? Just head over to thekonaedge.com/Strava. It'll take you through to the club that we've created on Strava. Come hang out there, get on our leaderboard, and let's touch base there. That's thekonaedge.com/Strava. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. We chat some running right now. We head back to California to touch base with Julie Dunkel. Julie, welcome onto the podcast once again. Nice to chat.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Julie, you've mentioned that your run is your biggest frustration. It's the weakest of the three disciplines, and it's obviously, when it comes to getting onto podiums, that's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. Is it something you've worked particularly hard on over the years?
Yes. It's my weakest. It's my biggest challenge, and I'm constantly working on it. And it's tough, because if you work too hard, it can lead to injury. So it's how do you find that consistency of consistently working to get better and faster without pushing it to the point of getting injured?
I mean, your run's obviously not where you want it to be right now, but over time, have there been a few things that you've done that have really moved the numbers and moved the needle on your run?
I think and we've touched on this before in the last couple of years, I think the strength training is starting to play a role in me not breaking down later in the run. So that's one piece of it. And I think the other piece is my body just does not sustain track workouts very well. It leads to injury for me. So for me to move the needle in the run in doing those workouts just historically has not worked. So we're trying to replace some of that stimulus with hill running. And I think I'm going to see a lot more of that this season, of building that strength. It's not top end speed, but I don't need that speed for an Ironman. So it's building the strength in the run and getting the heart rate up and hitting those targets that you would normally do on a track, but doing hill repeats.
From someone who is sort of injury prone, from a volume perspective, tell me a little bit about the role of volume in your training as opposed to sheer intensity.
It's definitely, I probably, if I'm running in season, I don't really, really, my peak mileage is going to be 30 to 40 miles a week. And I will have one intense run, in that. And then I think the other thing, instead of having lots of intensity, is having progression in my runs. So each run, you know, every 30 minutes of the run is getting a little bit faster. So it's more of a strength, building versus that high intensity. But if I drop mile repeats into a lot of things, I'm very, very prone to injury.
Mm. Let's talk about your favorite workouts. What do you, are there any workouts you love on the run? Is that a necessary evil? Tell me a little bit about your sort of favorites.
Oh, my favorites are when I run well. But it's, you know, I have one workout that has historically gone pretty well, and it's generally in a preparation for like for a half Ironman, but it's like a 45-minute, it's a 6-mile run and then a 2.5-hour bike ride. And then you do that same 6 miles off of the bike, and it's a progressive run. So you start off at 2 miles just above race pace, then you try to hit race pace, and then 2 miles faster than that. And there's something about that run that is, I really do enjoy it. It's grueling, but it's, I like it a lot. One of my other favorite one is I like doing hill repeats, and it's 8 by 2 minutes. And, you know, they go, you know, easy, moderate, hard, easy, moderate, hard. And it's just, it's a fun workout. It goes by relatively quickly. And I can feel the strength and the speed at the same time.
Let's talk about keeping things together on the run when things start falling apart and going sideways. What are some of the things that you do to sort of really keep yourself moving forward? Because sometimes that's all it is make sure that one foot's in front of the other. Have you got any sort of strategies to sort of keep yourself going when things are really not going according to plan?
So I think the first thing is don't start walking. Just don't, once you start walking, you're done. And even if you're shuffling at 14 minutes a mile, you're still moving in a way that often you might recover from that and start running faster. So I think that's the first thing that has to be I'm just not walking. I may look like I'm walking, but I'm not walking. But then the next thing is you've got to just go through, the protocol of, are the external factors. Am I eating enough? Am I drinking enough? What do I need? And then I go aid station to aid station. It's a catered event is really what it is. And it's just, as soon as you get the aid station, getting through every single part of the aid station, and then it's breaking the run out down into 1 mile at a time. It's no longer 15 more miles. It's 1 mile, 1 mile, 1 mile. And yet once you put your brain in that space, that, you know, you can get into this cycle of, it's just a mile, just get to the next aid station. It's all I have to do. And I think it's also trusting that you can come out of the horrible funk and whatever you're in. Try something radical. You know, I stuck my head in a ice bin, bucket of ice in Hawaii, and that shocked something out of me. Eat and drink anything you can. Just, you know, don't be afraid to shake it up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's some great advice there as well. Julie, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your nutrition, because obviously that's a piece of the puzzle you're really working hard to sort of get in place. And we'll dig into that next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Bye. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
This episode of The Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's about it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you too to Julie for sharing her running tips with us here today. Before I go, though, just a massive thank you to all of our patrons. Much appreciated. They help keep the lights on, so to speak, here at the Kona Edge. And if you'd like to become a patron and help us and help support what we're doing here at the podcast, it would be massively, massively appreciated. And by becoming a patron, you can access a commercial-free feed of the podcast. So no ads, just the cool stuff that you dig, okay? So if you'd like to, what you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. I would really appreciate it. It's sort of donations like that that keep us going. There's a lot of work that goes into putting in a podcast like this. I work full-time. I mentioned at the top of the show, I've got a family. I've got three kids. I've got a wife that I need to support as well. And yeah, without your support, unfortunately, we would need to pull the plug on this podcast. And yeah, at the moment, it's still costing me money. I'd like to at least break even. I could do that if you would consider supporting us. So head over to thekonaedge.com/support. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.